十四，2019年河南省普通高中招生考试备用卷。听力材料。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳答案，每段对话读两遍。
1. When do you usually get up?
At 6. I have to leave home at 6:30 so I can catch a bus at 7.
When do you usually get up?
At 6. I have to leave home at 6:30, so I can catch a bus at 7.
2. Which do you like best when traveling? By car, by train, or by plane?
I often take the plane, though it can be a little expensive.
Which do you like best when traveling?By car, by train, or by plane?
I often take the plane, though it can be a little expensive.
3. Do you know what the weather will be like tomorrow?
The TV says it's the same as today. My family is planning to have a picnic tomorrow.
Do you know what the weather will be like tomorrow?
The TV says it's the same as today. My family is planning to have a picnic tomorrow.
4. Bob is in the hospital. Have you got a chance to visit him?
I'm going to visit him tomorrow with Daniel.
I thought you had to meet John tomorrow.
I'm going to meet John at the airport tonight.
Bob is in the hospital. Have you got a chance to visit him?
I'm going to visit him tomorrow with Daniel.
I thought you had to meet John tomorrow.
I'm going to meet John at the airport tonight.
5.What do you usually like doing? Doing sports?
No, watching movies. What about you?
I like reading books. Books help me feel calm.
You are right.
What do you usually like doing? Doing sports?
No, watching movies. What about you?
I like reading books. Books help me feel calm.
You are right.
第二节，听下面几段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳答案，每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六至第七两个小题。
Hey, Mark, where are you going?
I am on my way to the sports center. I do exercise there.
How much are you paying?
$20 a month.
I think I should join you. There are always too many people on the playground.
Sounds great. It's so much better to exercise with another person.
Do you go there every day?
No, I plan to go 4 times a week.But in fact, I go there twice a week. That's why I need you there.
Sure. Let's go tomorrow.
Cool.
Hey, Mark, where are you going?
I am on my way to the sports center. I do exercise there.
How much are you paying?
$20 a month.
I think I should join you. There are always too many people on the playground.
Sounds great. It's so much better to exercise with another person.
Do you go there every day?
No, I plan to go 4 times a week. But in fact, I go there 2x a week. That's why I need you there.
Sure. Let's go tomorrow.
Cool.
听下面一段对话，回答第八至第九两个小题。
How do you like the sweater?
I love it. I'll take it.
Great. It is $80. Do you have a VIP card with us?
No, I don't. Here is the money.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, I was looking at some of your shirts, but they are all a bit too large.Do you have smaller sizes?
Yes, but you have to wait for a few days. There'll be more for sale on Saturday.
Great, I'll come then. Thanks for your help.
Thank you. Have a nice day. How do you like the sweater?
I love it. I'll take it.
Great. It is $80. Do you have a VIP card with us?
No, I don't. Here is the money.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, I was looking at some of your shirts, but they are all a bit too large. Do you have smaller sizes?
Yes, but you have to wait for a few days. There'll be more for sale on Saturday.
Great, I'll come then. Thanks for your help.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
听下面一段独白，回答第十至第十二三个小题。
I've lived in many countries, in Europe, America, and now here in Beijing. During all of that time, I've learned 5 languages. Now, I want to talk about my ways of learning a language. First, talk to people no matter where you are.Like in the street or in shops. Don't worry, people are always very friendly. This is the best way because you are learning a language by using it. Then, watch programs on TV. For example, weather reports and game shows. This is great because they always say the same things and you can hear the same words again and again. Last, read newspapers. Day by day,You will learn lots of new things in that language. I hope these will help you.
I've lived in many countries, in Europe, America, and now here in Beijing. During all of that time, I've learned 5 languages. Now I want to talk about my ways of learning a language. First, talk to people no matter where you are, like in the street,or in shops. Don't worry, people are always very friendly. This is the best way because you are learning a language by using it. Then watch programs on TV. For example, weather reports and game shows. This is great because they always say the same things, and you can hear the same words again and again. Last, read newspapers.Day by day, you will learn lots of new things in that language. I hope these will help you.
听下面一段对话，回答第十三至第十五三个小题。
Morning, sir.How are you today?
Yes, great. I have booked a room under the name of Alex Honnold.
Wow, you are that famous writer. I really love your books.
Thank you.
I remember you are in room 207. Let me check. Oh, I see your name. I'm sorry. It should be room 607.
Can I have a look at my room now?
No problem. Here is your key and dinner is between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. on the first floor. Would you like a hand bringing those bags up to your room?
Sure, that would be great.
Enjoy your stay with us. Morning, sir. How are you today?
Yes, great. I have booked a room under the name of Alex Honnold.
Wow, you are that famous writer. I really love your books.
Thank you.
I remember you are in room 207. Let me check. Oh, I see your name. I'm sorry. It should be room 607.
Can I have a look at my room now?
No problem. Here is your key and dinner is between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. on the first floor. Would you like a hand bringing those bags up to your room?
Sure, that would be great.
Enjoy your stay with us.
第三节，听下面一篇短文，按照你所听内容的先后顺序，将下列图片排序。短文读两遍。
Today, I'm going to talk about my neighbors. Let's begin with this picture. Look, there is Joanne. She likes shopping. Words like buy one, get one are music to her ears.Look at all the bags in her hands. It's her big day today. And this is Amy, a cute little girl. She has been excited all summer long. Today, she is going to school for the first time. She wears new clothes with a school bag on her back and is saying goodbye to her mom and baby brother. Then, there are those brothers Bo and Luke. Bo is on the school football team. He can run really fast.I think he'll become a big football star one day. Luke is his little brother. He has got a bike recently for his birthday. For him, it's the coolest bike in the world, so he rides it to school every day. Look, he is riding it again. Oh, there is Mr. Randy. He is a cook, and he is popular with all the kids in the neighborhood. Why?Because he makes the most delicious cakes in the whole world. I love my neighborhood, and you're welcome to have a visit.
Today, I'm going to talk about my neighbors. Let's begin with this picture. Look, there is Joan. She likes shopping. Words like buy one, get one are music to her ears.Look at all the bags in her hands. It's her big day today. And this is Amy, a cute little girl. She has been excited all summer long. Today, she is going to school for the first time. She wears new clothes with a school bag on her back and is saying goodbye to her mom and baby brother. Then there are those brothers, Bo and Luke.Bo is on the school football team. He can run really fast. I think he'll become a big football star one day. Luke is his little brother. He has got a bike recently for his birthday. For him, it's the coolest bike in the world, so he rides it to school every day. Look, he is riding it again. Oh, there is Mr. Randy.He is a cook, and he's popular with all the kids in the neighborhood. Why? Because he makes the most delicious cakes in the whole world. I love my neighborhood, and you are welcome to have a visit.